time for the Dane Buy Local radio show, Let's Get Local. Each week, we are your connection to local as we talk with leaders of area businesses, nonprofits, and government. There are so many amazing people and organizations in our community, so let's get into it. Let's get local.
Hey, welcome in for more local stories today on Double Radio 92.7 FM 1580 AM. Jason Hafeman, your host of Let's Get Local. It's getting cold out there. It is getting cold. So let's talk about it. Here we go.
And now we get an opportunity to talk to Ginny and Tom over at Favolden Farm, alpacas. Some of my favorite people here in Dane Buy Local. Really glad to have them as friends of the show, but as members of DBL. And right now, this time of year, as the temperatures drop, people think more and more about how they can stay warm. And Ginny and Tom have great answers on how you can stay warm. Ginny and Tom, how are you?
Good morning. We're really good.
So talk to people a little bit that aren't familiar with your business and your products about, you know, what they are, where they come from, and then, of course, how they can benefit people this time of year to help stay cozy.
Well, alpaca is one of the warmest fibers. It's soft. It's hypoallergenic. We got into it with our partners, Becky and Lyle White. And we've been partners since 2002.
Yeah, they just happen to be family.
Yes. Yeah, we have a kind of a unique partnership in that Becky and Lyle live on the family farm. It's been in the farm for been in family for 153 years, and they take care of the animals. And come May, we go up there and help shear the animals and bring the fiber down to Cottage Grove, where Ginny and I will go through it, and Ginny will make decisions on how best that fiber can be used. Some of it we will hand process here. Ginny does all aspects of fiber production, from carding to spinning to making yarn to weaving and knitting, crocheting. So there's a wide variety of tasks, and I certainly help out with some of that too. We do send some fiber out to co-ops that we belong to and get products back from a pooling of fiber from many different farms in order to get a quantity that is efficient for production. And then we also purchase some products from outside suppliers as well in order to satisfy the customers that have come to depend on us for the last 15, 16 years. What did I miss?
You covered a lot there. I wanted to ask a couple of quick things. So first off, you mentioned, of course, you have the location in Cottage Grove, and we're going to talk about, you know, something you're doing today. And sometimes you've been able to bring your products out to other areas in the community, which is great too. But you mentioned the farm. Where is the farm located?
Oh, the farm is located in Jackson County in west central Wisconsin, just between Black River Falls and Melrose. Settled in 1869 by Ole Olson Favolden. And Favolden is the name that Becky and Lyle and Ginny and I came up with separately as a great name to have for our farm business. And so I thought, well, it was destined to be that.
Sure. And that's so we're talking with Ginny and Tom of Favolden Farm. And the website for online sales and for more information about the products is favoldenfarm.square.site. If you go and Google search Favolden Farm as well, here in the area, you can find that out. So Tom and Ginny, tell us a little bit about some of the products now that you make. So we talked about it's alpaca, the benefit of the fibers from alpaca, but what are some of the products you make out of that alpaca fiber?
We each have our specialties. I'm a weaver. And so we've got a number of scarves that I have hand woven, part of them with hand spun yarn, part of them with yarn from our animals that I've had commercially spun. Tom makes knit hats and headbands. See, I think you have one of his hats, don't you, Jason?
I do. It's a great hat. Yeah.
Nice and warm, double layers of warm alpaca. And then I'm always getting the question, did I actually make all these socks? No, I didn't. But we do have a lot of stock socks, different weights and lengths, colors, weights, styles. So we've got some for pretty much anybody. A question I get really often is, I'm allergic to wool. Can I wear alpaca? And for most people, the answer is yes. Alpaca is a different structure than wool is, and it doesn't have the lanolin that some people react to in wool.
And that is a great point. You know, people that have issues with wool, alpaca is a really great alternative. And you even mentioned that it's even warmer than wool, right, Tom?
We have been quoted as up to 7 times warmer than sheep's wool.
And so talk to people a little bit about maybe I haven't had alpaca gloves before, mittens, hats, scarves, all those great things you mentioned. What's some of the care like for those products? How do you wash them? That type of stuff.
For our socks, machine wash cold and then air dry. For things like the scarves and sweaters, I choose to hand wash them and lay flat to dry.
It's hair. So Jenny has started using shampoo in order to wash her sweaters and you know, just a little bit in the water and letting it rest in there and then moving it around a little bit. You go out of there.
Lift it out and gently squeeze the water out, put it into another clean, you know, tub of clean water, just again, let it soak to get the shampoo out of it. Really not a lot of work. It's letting it sit in the water and just let the any dirt release.
Yeah, some simple hand washing seems pretty simple to do. Not a big deal. I'm sorry, go ahead.
You don't want to throw it in a hot dryer where it might felt and shrink on you.
Good point. Good to know. What are some of the colors that are available to people? Are there any limitations on colors, or do things come in all types of colors?
Well, alpaca comes in 22 natural shades, you know, from black to white and various shades of brown. Then, of course, it can be dyed. Jenny has done a variety of dyeing techniques on some of the products and has come up with some very beautiful yarns as a result of that.
So. And a lot of the socks that we get from manufacturers or from our wholesalers and our sweaters and so on are dyed in a wide variety of colors and patterns.
But with a wide variety of natural colors, you know, you can easily get the pure colors that straight from the animal.
Yeah, that's great. Great to know. I know that you're also, so we talked about you having the location in Cottage Grove. Where is that? Where people can come and shop with you?
Sure. This is right next to Summit Credit Union in the Cottage Grove Commerce Park. It's 2454 Gaston Road. Here in Cottage Grove, and we're right across the street from Johnson Health Tech, and the studio is connected to our house, so when we're here, we're open. A lot of times we ask that, you know, if you want to come shop with us, give us a call and make sure we're home, you know, and 5 minutes later, you can be here. You know, it's not like we have to set an appointment for days in advance or anything like that. But just to make sure that they don't make a wasted trip.
It's also not that we have employees to have it open when we need to be away from home. So we appreciate that phone call, although people are welcome to drop in. And if we're here, we're happy to see them.
And I should point out, you know, that we are COVID conscious. And we comply with the masking requirements in Dane County and cleanliness and so forth that is important, you know, to make sure we're protecting our customers.
Yeah, I love that too. I think a lot of local businesses go maybe a step up from even what the requirements are. And I think a lot of us appreciate that. So you can find them at Cottage Grove, Ginny and Tom, vivaldenfarm.square.site, or look up Vivalden Farm in Cottage Grove, and you can find out where they are. You also are going to be out. I know you've done this from time to time, and during this show, while this show is happening today, and also through till 3 o'clock, you're at the Piggly Wiggly in Cottage Grove, bringing some of your products right out to the community. Tell us a little bit about how that happened.
Well, we've been very fortunate. We belong to the Chamber of Commerce in Cottage Grove, and Dave and Jeannie Schomer, owners of the Piggly Wiggly in Cottage Grove, are also Chamber members, and they've opened up their store for 3 weekends this fall to Chamber members, small businesses, in order to help. They did that last year for the first time, you know, on account of the being difficult. All of our sales, outside sales, were canceled, and so they did that to give us an opportunity to get out and show our products. And then they asked us if we wanted to do it again this year, and we jumped at the chance. Happy to have that opportunity. We're grateful to Dave and Jeannie for allowing us to do that.
So one quick thing before I let you go, do you kind of look for those people that maybe didn't bring gloves, or, you know, rubbing their hands together as they walk in the store and say, hey, we can help you out right here?
Oh, yes. Yes. I used to hold up a sock and say, you want to smell my socks?
Great.
One more thing about socks is, you know, is that they do tend to absorb the odors. So, you know, your feet don't smell the way that they do in other socks. And I should mention that alpaca is a natural fiber, so it wicks away moisture and is great for winter, being outside in boots. Of course, yeah, boot liners go under the socks too if needed.
So go alpaca this winter and go to Vivalden Farm. Ginny and Tom, thanks so much for your time. As always, my best to you. Continued success and keep up the great work, okay?
Thanks for broadcasting with us today. Thank you.
Check them out at Vivalden Farm. Just Google search that, or you can go to vivaldenfarm.square.site. We'll be back here in just a minute on Let's Get Local.